KMJ News Time, 7:51, and for the first time in 2023, we welcome our good friend from the Business Journal, Gabe Dillard. Gabe, Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Hey, Happy New Year and good morning.
So, we have unveiled the most expensive home sale of 2022. I'm sorry to say that yours just got beat out once again, but I saw the home and it's really impressive.
Yeah, so we do this every year. We track the most expensive homes sold. It's always interesting to see the trends in luxury homes and kind of the extra flourishes that just blow a house out of the market. Big trend this year was just how many homes commanded luxury prices. I believe there's about 199 homes that sold for more than $1 million last year compared to 168 the year before. So definitely, rising tide kind of lifting all boats. The most expensive home sold in fiscal 2022 is actually a cabin in Shaver Lake. It's not any ordinary cabin, though. It's about 11,000 square feet, has 5 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms, 9-car garage, 4 fireplaces. It was built in 2015 by a very familiar name, Paul Everett of Paul Everett RV Country. He retired and he sold his dealership in 2018. And unfortunately, he died in 2021 at the age of 91 after just an extraordinary career. So this house was actually sold out of trust for $4 million back in February. And we were told it sold quick, especially for a property on Shaver Lake, and a very motivated buyer. This was an all-cash deal, $4 million straight cash.
Wow.
Apparently for Paul Everett, there was the fine details that made this home the one he wanted to retire to. I'm not kidding. The front door is like 500 years old. It was built in France in the 16th century, and it's actually mounted with the original hardware. We'll have pictures of it on our website later today. Pathway stones, as Paul liked to say, were imported from ancient Rome, according to Lorna Milligan. She's the broker from Integrity Realtors Alliance in Madera, involved in this sale. She said Paul Everett used to tell guests that Jesus himself could have walked on those stones. So, For more information about the other most expensive homes and kind of some trends in the market, go to thebusinessjournal.com a little bit later this afternoon. We'll have a little bit more.
It really does. Folks should take a look at this because, Gabe, it really does look like it was lifted. It's a villa that was in Italy, lifted up and just plopped down out here.
Yeah, and in Shaver Lake, no less.
Yes, of all places.
Crazy stuff.
Gabe Dillard joining us from the Business Journal. And then we have another cannabis dispensary, at least trying to get on the scene here.
Yeah, so the Fresno Planning Commission approved a conditional use permit for what would be the third cannabis dispensary in town. It's located on the Fresno side of Willow and Herndon in a strip mall near a Maui Hawaiian barbecue. It's going to be called Steezy Fresno inside 2,500 square feet. It's going to be open 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily, according to an operational statement. It's expected to employ about 38 people. We don't know when it's going to open, but we do know that a conditional use permit is just about the last bureaucratic hurdle to jump through. So, it'll put it on pace to be Fresno's third dispensary since the Artistry and Embark Fresno opened back in July. The ownership is called the Shrine Group. They're based out of Los Angeles, and they operate more than a dozen dispensaries up and down the state. I believe the next closest is in Modesto. Some nearby residents wrote letters in opposition of the dispensary, and the owners informed the Planning Commission plans to host another community meeting 4 weeks before the opening of this dispensary to answer questions and address concerns. So that ought to give us an idea of when they open. We're also hoping to once again connect with the owners and get a timeline because it's kind of big news for probably a growing group of folks here in town who for various reasons, they're dispensary customers.
All right. Very good stuff. As always, he is our guy. Gabe Dillard at the Business Journal joins us every Monday at about 7:50. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.